com, or go with hstreetthisisrealfun.com. The Weekend Tweet in English, coming to you from San Francisco, California, left coast. Today is the 16th of November, 2017. On this date in 1532, Francisco Pizarro and his men capture Inca Emperor Atahualpa at the Battle of Cajamarca, a surprise ambush by Spanish troops. 1849, Fyodor Dostoevsky is sentenced to death for anti-government activities by a Russian court. His sentence is later commuted to hard labor. 1907, Oklahoma becomes the 46th U.S. state. 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States opens. 1940, the Nazis close off the Warsaw Ghetto. 1965, the Soviet Union launches the Venera 3 space probe towards Venus, which will be the first spacecraft to reach the surface of another planet. 1988, Estonia declares that it is a sovereign, if not independent, state. This day is celebrated in Estonia as the Day of Declaration of Sovereignty. 1993, Boris Yeltsin closes the Lenin Museum in Moscow. 2009, Russian lawyer and auditor Sergei Magnitsky dies in a Russian prison. Birthdays are Kalakaua, the last king and second-to-last monarch of Hawaii, and 1836, the Nigerian... The monarch was in 1836. Nigerian novelist Chinua Achebe in 1930. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to steelpod.com or send us an email at steelpod@gmail.com. On the 13th, the Prime Minister of Georgia, announced new changes to the structure and staffing of the cabinet ministry. There are currently 16 ministries and 2 offices of the state minister. If these changes are approved by Parliament, there will be 13 ministries and just one office of state minister. The Ministry of Energy will be merged into the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development. The Ministry of Environment and Natural Resource Protection will be divided, with its natural resource management component going to the Ministry of Economy.
Component going to the Ministry of Agriculture, which will be renamed the Ministry of Environment Protection and Agriculture. The Ministry of Sport and Youth Affairs will be divided between the Ministry of Culture and Monument Protection and the Ministry of Education and Science. The Office of the State Minister on European and Euro-Atlantic Integration will be merged with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In addition, a new Emergency Management Center will be created by joining the Emergency Management Agency, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, and the State Security and Crisis Management Council. Foreign Intelligence Service and State Security Service will also be merged. In principle, this is not such a bad thing, and in reality, they don't do that much anyway, or at least everybody I know who deals with a specific issue related to a ministry says that. Most important is the abolition of the Environment Ministry, which you can see because now it's going to be the first... it's actually just being glommed onto the Agriculture Ministry, but they're going to call it Environment and Agriculture. Nobody will say anything officially, but the EU will notice and will think less of Georgia because of it. The ministry had almost no influence under Misha and under this government, but will serve to make Georgia look backwards. Dmytro Kumsashvili will become the Minister of Economy and Sustainable Development in addition to his current role as Deputy Prime Minister. Mamuka Bakhtadze, Director General of the Georgia Railway, will replace Kumsashvili as Minister of Finance. Georgi Mkhebishvili will lead the Emergency Management Center. He will be replaced as Minister of the Interior by incumbent Minister of Economy, Georgi Gakharia, who will also remain a Deputy Prime Minister. Mikhail Shkenkeli, the Deputy Rector of Tbilisi State University, will become the Minister of Education and Science. The changes require the entire cabinet to receive a vote of confidence from Parliament. Opposition comments on the proposed changes critiqued them as being a move by Bidzina to control more government institutions. European Georgia representative noted that the only people to retain their positions were people with close ties to Bidzina. Otsneva representative said that people are tired of the opposition's endless talk on Bidzina Ivanishvili's participation and that the changes would reduce administrative expenditures. President Mark Velashvili's office said, quote, "We positively assess the candidates nominated for the ministerial positions and wish them success." End quote. The Caucasus Environment NGO Network also commented, recommending in-depth analysis and discussion Before enacting any changes, they described the changes as having been made in haste and lacking a solid justification. Otsneva won 4 out of 6 runoff mayoral races in Borjomi, Kazbegi, Khashuri, Kutaisi, and Martvili. In Ozurgeti, Otsneva's Beglar Sioridze lost to independent Konstantin Shadashenidze by less than 1%. This brings the total number of non-Otsneva mayoral wins from this election to 2. The other was in Pianeti. Ozurgeti also had the highest turnout of all the runoffs, 56.7%. Overall voter turnout was 33.24% compared to 45.65% for the original elections. International Society for Fair Elections and Democracy, ISFED, released a report on the 10th of November that found political pressure in the lead-up to the runoff elections. Most of the violations they observed were in Ozurgeti, where Otsneva Sioridze ran against independent Shadashenidze. The Shadashenidze campaign reports that an activist, Georgi Rokva, was pressured. ISFED believes that he's being pressured because he ran as a European Georgia candidate, and Otsneva was worried that his supporters would also support Shadashenidze. The report also mentioned several cases of pressure on and bribery of voters in Ozurgeti and Khashuri. The ISFED and Georgian Young Lawyers Association also released a report on the events of Election Day. They noted that the process was generally calm and the counting was generally good, but there were some irregularities in Ozurgeti and Khashuri. They noted that unidentified persons that they believed to be party-affiliated registered voters directly outside of polling places, and voters were transported to polling places in minibuses and private cars. In addition, in Ozurgeti, large numbers of law enforcement personnel and party coordinators were seen outside of polling places, which could have been an attempt to intimidate or influence voters. In Khashuri, there was a physical incident between Otsneva activists and March of Georgians supporters campaigning for independent candidate, which the report says needs to be investigated more thoroughly. Finally, at one polling station near Ozurgeti, observers and media representatives attempted to disrupt the work of the Election Commission in what the report sees as an intentional attempt to have the results of the runoff annulled. European External Action Service and the European Commission released their second joint association implementation report on Georgia in preparation for the EU-Georgia Association Council in December. It says that overall, Georgia and the EU have kept to the timeline outlined in their association agreement, and Georgia is an important partner of the EU in a number of different areas. On the 13th, Estonian diplomat Tovio Klar will become the EU Special Representative for the South Caucasus and Crisis in Georgia. He currently leads the Central Asia Division of the European External Action Service, serves as the head of the EU Monitoring Mission in Georgia. As Special Representative, he's supposed to contribute to the peaceful settling of conflicts in the South Caucasus. He will also represent the EU in the Geneva International Discussions. Lithuania Foreign Minister Linkas Linkevičius briefly spoke about the upcoming Eastern Partnership Summit and Georgia's EU aspirations in Brussels this week. He said he hoped the EU would move ahead with Georgia despite the problems of EU consensus and territorial disputes. Polish Foreign Minister Witold Bikowski and Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström visited Tbilisi together this week. They met with the Georgian government officials, including John Alidze, Mark Velashvili, Kvitikashvili, EUMM, and NGO representatives. Wallström said, quote, "There are areas that we would like to see even more vigorous efforts of judiciary reform, gender balance in political decision-making, and media freedom," end quote. Deputy Foreign Minister Khatuna Totladze spoke at the 39th session on the UNESCO General Conference. She asked about the destruction of cultural heritage and restrictions on language and culture in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. President Georgi Margvelashvili spoke last week at the Warsaw Security Forum, calling on Western nations to stand up to Russia with clear and rational responses. He said that mild international reaction to the 2008 invasion of Georgia allowed Russia to confidently invade Ukraine in 2014, and that if no stronger steps are taken, Russia will continue to act aggressively against Georgia, Ukraine, Moldova, and other neighboring countries. A delegation of five MPs went to Ukraine last week and visited the anti-terrorist operation zone in Donetsk. They met with Ukrainian soldiers and officials, visited a memorial to soldiers and civilians who died in the 2014-15 attacks. European Georgia MP Sergei Kapanadze said in Donetsk that we can see most vividly the occupation of Abkhazia and Sakhalin Valley, the occupation of Donbas and Crimea, follow the same pattern and is done by one evil empire, end quote. Defense Minister Lev Anizoria met with U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis at the Pentagon on November 13th. They talked about a number of security issues. Mattis specifically thanked Georgia for standing with the U.S. in Afghanistan. Quote, until the last U.S. soldier leaves is a powerful and deeply appreciated signal of our nation's friendship and strategic partnership, end quote. While in D.C., Zodia met with the National Security Advisor Herbert McMaster and Senator Lindsey Graham. After the meeting, Zodia announced that the U.S. would be funding a new training program called the Georgia Defense Readiness Program to start next spring. The program will train 9 battalions over the next 3 years and purchase modern tactical weapons and communication systems. In addition, a new joint combat training center will be opened outside Tbilisi. In 2017-18, the U.S. is expected to contribute over $100 million to defense programs in Georgia. The draft law on the new accumulative pension system has been released. In the new scheme, employees will pay 2% of their salaries, up to 60,000 lari, into their pension accounts. Self-employed people will pay 4% of the first 60,000 they make. The state will then contribute 2% of income up to 24,000 lari, 1% of all income beyond 24,000 lari, but up to 60,000. Employees may choose to opt out of the pension scheme between 3 and 5 months after joining, while self-employed people may choose to opt in. Pension agency will be created as a, you guessed it, Chester, legal entity of public law, or LEPL, which means that it will be very, very loosely regulated. It'll be supervised by a board and regulated by the National Bank. Allegedly, we'll see. There will be a so-called lockbox, I'm sure, because there always is one that they talk about. I don't know what words they'll use. You heard it here first. The lock will be a very cheesy one and easy to break. Tbilisi Mayor Kakhi Kaladze has presented 5 deputy mayor candidates to the Sacrobulo for approval, including former deputy energy minister, a former deputy environment minister, a former director general of the Georgian Gas Transportation Company, previous deputy mayor, and the current energy minister. Tbilisi Sacrobulo elected Otsneba's Georgi Tkhemeladze as the new chairman on the 14th of November. Putin and South Ossetian President Anatoly Bibilov met in Moscow this week. After the meeting, Russian healthcare minister Veronika Skvortsova and her South Ossetian counterpart Georgi Tochiev signed an agreement extending Russia's compulsory medical insurance program to Russian citizens in South Ossetia. South Ossetian Foreign Minister Dmitry Medvedev took part in the Forum of the Friends of Crimea held in Yalta on the 6th of November. Bibilov also spoke at an event commemorating 100 years after the Bolshevik Revolution. Last week, he said, everyone who remembers the Soviet Union remains an internationalist, that most of the population of the former Soviet USSR have nostalgia for our common motherland, and that the fall of the USSR was a tragedy not just for the Soviet people, but for the whole world. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad sent Bibilov a birthday card and thanked him for his support. The Abkhazian South Ossetian Community for Democracy and Rights of People International Interparliamentary Assembly met for the 8th time in Sakhalin Valley on the 10th of November. The president of Nuaru met with Abkhazian President Raul Khajimba and Bibilov on visits to Abkhazia and Russia this week. Nuaru is the only country in the Pacific region that recognizes South Ossetia. Russian Federation Customs Service opened an office in Sukhumi on the 1st. The Russian military has also increased the number of firing exercises done in Abkhazia by 10% over 2016. Here's a big one, very much shared on Facebook. The world's oldest evidence of wine production was found at two sites south of Tbilisi. Fragments of pottery featuring wine residue compounds and images of grapes were unearthed. Previous earliest evidence was from northwestern Iran and dated to 7,000 years ago. The new fragments are about 8,000 year old from 5,980 before the Common Era. The meme this week is a video looking at Saakashvili's political career, featuring a bunch of random footage of his doing stuff in Georgia and Ukraine. Jam stuff to read. Jam News wrote about Protestants in Georgia to mark the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation earlier this month. Officials state that there are 14,000 Protestants, that includes Jehovah's Witnesses, in Georgia, but religious experts and clergymen think that there may be up to 30,000 or 40,000. Protestants face some discrimination today. The Orthodox Church does not consider it a traditional religion like Islam or Catholicism, and thus consider Protestants inherently sinful. That's kind of rough. Chaykhana profiles a Chechen refugee that has lived in the Pankizi Gorge for the last 16 years. She works as a seamstress, and a lot of her business involves retailing clothes from Tbilisi to fit the modest standards of the community. She also teaches sewing classes to local girls. Despite her position in the community, she has not been able to get Georgian citizenship and has been denied the opportunities that come with that. Vogue wrote about why Georgia should be on your mind. Article mentions beauty of and variety of activities in Tbilisi, its architecture, wine production in Kakheti, then says they expect Georgia to become the next Berlin or Prague. Yikes. All these things to read will be posted on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 16, 1-6, the number of syllables in each line of Shota Rustavelli's The Knight in the Tiger Skin. Announcements from the 17th to the 19th. Dive Bar Fabrica in Tbilisi will be displaying an exhibit of sketches from Marvel artist David Mack. Mack visited a few weeks ago, drew images for a live audience. The exhibition opens at 9 p.m. It's going to be very cool, and you should go if you can. Dato Turashvili will be presenting a public lecture at the Tbilisi Classic Gymnasia at 3 p.m. on Friday the 17th. King Lear is playing at the Tumanishvili Film Actors Theater from the 22nd to the 29th at 8 p.m. Georgian singing teacher Malchaz Erkvanidze will be teaching a one-day masterclass of Georgian folk music in Dublin, Ireland on Saturday, November 25th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Georgian Apostolic Church. The class costs 60 euros. Places can be reserved by emailing zurmukhti@yahoo.ie. That's zurmukhti@yahoo.ie. Or by texting 087-613-4947. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @txtbuk. That's Tango X-Ray, Tango Bravo, Uniform Kilo. Our email is tpilpod@gmail.com, or post the form on our website, www.tpilpod.com. And we will finish with the British band Death in Vegas's 2004 song, Dirge.